Need a website that drives real results? AmericanEagle.com delivers end-to-end digital solutions, from expert web design and development to performance-driven digital marketing. Visit AmericanEagle.com today to get started with your digital transformation.
It is time for Richard Roper's commentary, and this morning we're going to talk about the story that apparently we can't get enough of. It's this one that was all over your television set this past week, including our own WGN-TV, but also Channel 2, 5, 7, and 32. Yeah, well, apparently we couldn't resist, could we, Richard?
No, sir. God bless the Wiener Circle. God bless Caleb Williams and the Chicago NFC Offensive Player of the Week, of course, as you guys know. I love these gimmicks, these food giveaways. I'll bet everybody out there listening, everybody here, as soon as they tweeted on Sunday, we're going to give away free hot dogs if Caleb Williams gets... That was all the text threads. Never mind talking about cover two and the punting game and this and that. It was like, oh my God, and he threw four touchdown passes, Bob. Can you believe that?
Or never mind anything else going on in the world.
Well, you know, we need that, though. I'm all for that.
A little distraction. So, yeah, you're right.
And, you know, I told you earlier in the week, you know this is going to... We can't resist this story in the media, nor should we. So you knew all the TV stations were out there, the radio stations, the newspaper covering this. Now, they gave away 2,000 hot dogs, right around there. I think the buns, those were kicked in, too. So if you do the math, I'll do the math. It's maybe $13,000 worth of hot dogs, but that's retail. So whatever that, let's say the markup's a penny a hot dog.
Yeah, they got a deal.
So, you know, consider the, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars in free publicity. What a great gimmick, right?
At least. And you know what I was thinking? Maybe even national chains like McDonald's are taking note of this. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, of course, Andy probably knows this story. You know, the Bulls always have the Dunkin' Donuts race with, Cuppy Coffee and Biggie Bagel and Dashing Donut. And the story always was back in the day that Michael Jordan would bribe the security guards because they'd run the video before the stadium opened or the United Center. And then he would bet everybody, all the hapless rookies, on who would win.
It sounds like Michael.
I can't believe he would ever try to get any kind of a gambling edge at any point in life. But a lot of the other teams do this. You'll see this sometimes. You're watching an NBA game. You're like, why are they going nuts? Because this guy missed a free throw. Because it's like if the opponent misses a free throw, you're going to get free Chick-fil-A. Nothing gets the masses more excited than free fast food.
Yeah, and apparently they're happy over at the Wiener Circle. And the media coverage was crazy. Look, we're still talking about it.
Well, they're never happy at the Wiener Circle. That's the whole idea, right? The shtick there.
As happy as they ever get.
Which is, of course, you know, it's just part of the charm of the whole thing. And they have a brilliant market. First of all, they have great char dogs, but, you know, they'll be the first to tell you there are a few other establishments in Chicago that do as well. But, you know, they always have the signage that's provocative and funny. They get the celebrities that show up. And what I like is, you know, there are other restaurants where they have that, you know, the waitress will sit down and say, honey, when are you going to order? But they don't seem like actors there. They seem like that's the real personality.
Oh,
like
sure,
the people behind the counter. But they'd be like that anyway.
Yeah, it's not a shtick. Yeah. And then you have Caleb Williams after the Bears game. He's talking about it at the press conference. He sends his dog there. It just it didn't end.
You know, it's funny because the athletes really get into this. You know, I mentioned some of these, you know, bricking for chicken. If a guy misses a free throw, you'll see the other team in the huddle. The coach is on his little whiteboard drawing up a play. They're not going to pay attention to anyway, and they're all looking at that and they're rooting for the, and we've even had some NBA players who have deliberately missed a free throw because their team's up by 18 points so that everybody can get a jack in the box.
You heard that I am making it possible for the rest of this week at the Wiener Circle, free mustard and ketchup. Ketchup only if you use it on the fries or your burger.
See, you got all that fine print that they always have at the bottom of it.
And I'm trying to get this. It on their sign.
And I think, Andy, now that days with the contest, there's like an email or something, right, if you win the Dunkin' thing.
But rules and regulations.
Yeah. But it used to be just that you'd get a cardboard, like a little card. You know?
When you walked in.
Yeah. And Michael Reinsdorf said years ago, he goes, do you think they're really checking at Dunkin' to see if Biggie Bagel won? Just go in there the day after the game. You're going to get your small coffee.
Before you leave today, Richard, we should mention what's happening tomorrow afternoon at the Billy Goat down under Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, the great Mary Mitchell, a longtime Sun-Times columnist, is getting the ultimate honor in Chicago journalism, which is your byline on the wall of the Billy Goat on Lower Michigan. Of course, that's where journalists have been going for since the early 60s, and they got the famous wall there where you see the names of Mike Royko and Roger Ebert and Irv Kupps in it, and Mary Mitchell is the first woman of color to be honored with the byline.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, long overdue, but really? You know, Mary's a legend. Her story is amazing because she grew up, you know, she grew up in the city. She worked as a legal secretary. She was an intern at the Sun-Times when she was like 40 years old, and then carved out this amazing career as the voice. And she would not just, you know, do what you'd think someone might do in that position, like always come from a certain point of view. She was fair. She was tough. She was balanced. She was interesting, provocative, and funny. So what a great honor.
So will there be sort of a reunion tomorrow afternoon? What do you think?
I think I'm going to head down there. And, you know, Bob doesn't like it, Randy, when I talk about the old days, but I don't care. So back in the day when you were on the television, we used to do a weekly segment, Rick Hogan and myself, and you'd be up at the Fox TV studios. And This was back in the day. It looked like you were covering, like, you know, Watergate. There's all cables and wires and lines and pointing the satellite, hoping for the sun to come out.
Yeah, we were the media creatures.
We were the media creatures. And I'll never forget, it won an Emmy for best half-hour special. And Rick Hogan doesn't care about that stuff.
No, of course we all do.
We pretend he does. And I'll never forget, I told Rick, I go, you know, we won an Emmy. And he goes, did we beat the Friends? In a different category.
Yeah, different category. Yeah, we did the show. Opinion. We were all at the GOAT for the show.
Yeah, for the special with live audience, which when you look back on it was insane.
Yeah. So now that the Sun-Times building is gone, the Tribune's not in the neighborhood, is it still a hangout for journalists?
I think it is not as much because the whole idea, and some of the TV stations are still around there, but for a while, all of them, pretty much all of them, three out of four at least, of the old-fashioned broadcast stations. So on a Friday night, like when I came up with the Sun-Times, you would go down those stairs, and it was like the opposite of cheers. You know, you would be heckled by your fellow journalists, not greeted with a norm. And, of course, back in the day, it was very smoky, and you'd kind of work through it. But it was this electric place where you really did get to sit with a Royko. Or, you know, Tim Weigel back in the day would come in after doing the 10 o'clock news. He was an old Chicago Daily News guy. So, for me, it was really exciting to go into the Billy Goat back in the day.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that too. Very cool. Richard Roper. He's on the wall. You're on the wall, my friend.
Yeah. Up against the wall sometimes, too.
Talk to you again next Thursday. Sponsored by AmericanEagle.com, web design, development, and digital marketing agency.